It was a musical light sound in the gloom of the wood. Her hair glistened as she threw her head back. "Ladies don't tell their age," she said, "but you're welcome to guess." He said nothing for a while. Then he admitted, "I am cold, actually." "It's a cold day," she pointed out. "It's the wind, I think. It sort of cuts through you, doesn't it? Especially the ears, and it's weird."
"Weird? What is?"
"The wind." She was frowning now, forehead creased and eyes flint hard.
"What do you mean?"
she asked, sounding surprisingly stern. "Nothing, just the way it blows the leaves round and everything, like little pockets of air, mini cyclones. I noticed it in the churchyard. It was the same back at Dad's, before I came here." She watched him intently for a long time, saying nothing. Then she stood up abruptly.
"It's time I went. I'm late for luncheon."
"Luncheon?" The archaic word amused him.
"Lunch," she corrected herself. The half smile was back. "We're a bit old fashioned here, I'm afraid. Jane will tell you. Here she comes."
As soon as the girl said her name, Aunt Jane appeared at the edge of the wood. Matt had not seen her coming down the drive, but he supposed that Robin must have a better view from where she was standing in front of the bench. The girl turned to meet Aunt Jane as Matt stood up and pulled at his damp trousers to separate them from his skin.
"Hello, Jane. Is it lunchtime?"
"Yes," Jane said levelly.
"I see you two have met."
"We were just chatting," Matt said cautiously. Aunt Jane's tone made him feel that he'd done something wrong.
"Matt's a nice boy," Robin said. "Arnold must be so proud of him."
"I'm sure he is, Robin," Aunt Jane said.
It took Matt a moment to realize that by Arnold, she meant his dad.
"Do you call everyone by their first name?" he asked.
"Just my friends," Robin replied. "Matt?"
Her mouth quivered as if she was about to burst into laughter again, but she nodded and waved and started through the trees towards the driveway.
"I'll see you later,"
she called as she went, without looking back.
"What a strange girl,"
Matt said to Aunt Jane when Robin was out of earshot.
"Yes,"
Jane replied. "Still, she seems nice enough." Aunt Jane looked at him sadly.
"Oh, Matt," she said quietly and sighed.
"What?" "Nothing, just... it's just that I'd rather you didn't spend too much time with Robin."
She avoided his eyes as she said it. Matt almost laughed. It seemed so out of character for her to be warning him off like this.
"Well, afraid if I hang around with Robin, then people will call me Batman," he joked.
Aunt Jane forced a laugh.
"It's for your own good," she said. "How many times have you heard that? And yes, Robin's a lovely girl, but trust me, she'll bring you nothing but trouble."
Without further explanation, she turned and walked back to the driveway, leaving Matt standing in the damp woods with the breeze tugging at his coat.